From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, February the 13th. Cleveland defensive end Myles Garrett has been reinstated by the NFL. The move is effective immediately, and he will be able to join the team and participate in off-season workouts when they begin in April. Garrett was suspended indefinitely by the NFL for his role in a brawl that broke out at the end of a November game between the Steelers and Browns. Garrett took Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet off and swung it at his head in the closing seconds of the game. Browns general manager Andrew Berry said, "We welcome Myles back to our organization with open arms. We know how grateful he is to be reinstated, eager to put the past behind him and continue to evolve and grow as a leader. We look forward to having his strong positive presence back as a teammate, player, and person in our community." After spending the last 3 years as a dynamic, all-purpose piece for the Saints, quarterback Taysom Hill says he is eyeing a bigger role in 2020. "I definitely view myself as a franchise quarterback," Hill told the Associated Press's Rob Madai. "I think as you look at the other questions, is it New Orleans? Is it somewhere else? As you go into free agency, this is the time that you start to find out how people view you. We haven't gotten into free agency long enough to really know how these guys view me, and we'll just handle it as it comes." The 29-year-old Hill has a combined 9 rushing and receiving touchdowns with the Saints, but has yet to throw a passing touchdown. He's set to become a restricted free agent in March. On Tuesday, the Jacksonville Jaguars hired ex-New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo as quarterback's coach. McAdoo interviewed for the position of Jacksonville's offensive coordinator a few weeks ago, but was ultimately passed over in favor of Jay Gruden, who was hired on January 21st. McAdoo called plays as the Giants offensive coordinator for 2 years under Tom Coughlin before he compiled a 13-15 record as the Giants head coach, lasting less than 2 seasons on the job. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.